Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Lunch with Leah, episode 609, and here's Leah.
Hi, everybody. Here we are again. Same time, same place, same boring stuff. I know I'm your most entertaining podcast, for sure. I hope so. All 10 of you. We're into double digits now with our following. So anyway, so what is going on? Now, Billions, did Billions start, or is it starting? Because it was on last week, but I couldn't figure it out.
I don't know. I don't watch it, but I think I saw the advertisement that it was starting last week.
I thought it was starting last week, too, but when I went to look for it, I couldn't tell. I thought it was like they were recapping last year. Do you know, Jason? You don't know? He doesn't know. Turn on your microphone.
Everybody told me that it started already.
Oh, it did? Well, I have to watch. He voted. I have to watch it. So that. Oh, it's starting? It did start?
The 12th is starting.
Oh, it's starting the 12th. Okay,
starting
good.
Next week.
Okay, good. So that was probably all like a recap of everything. Okay, good. See, this is our shipping department over here. We have our administrative department over there. We have human resources.
We had people. Now listen, guys. We know you guys last week gave us some feedback on the audio and everything. It should be fixed this week. And also, Jason is always busy working over the side.
Oh, he pretends to be working.
And Leah's always asking him questions, and he's not always mic'd up. That's why you guys can't hear
us.
So we apologize.
To be honest with you, Jason really chooses not to be part of this.
Listen, we're just a dog and pony show anyway.
Be part of this scene. It might embarrass him amongst his social circles. Who is that that said they were?
Sutton.
Housewives.
He's got to pull a Sutton.
Oh yeah, on the Housewives. She's like Sutton. He doesn't want to be associated with this trash.
He doesn't
want to
be associated with all the trash.
So then The Voice is coming up. That's starting soon. I like The Voice. We'll see what's going on with there. And then Yellowstone is coming on. Does anybody watch Yellowstone?
Oh, I've watched
Nobody
a couple
watches
episodes.
Nobody watches it. I'm the only one. Bill and I, my friend in LA, we like it. I tried to get RJ and Roy into it. They didn't really get into it that much, but I think it's really good. I don't know why I like it. The scenery's beautiful. Kevin Costner, of course, is good. We like the girl that plays his daughter. I can't think of her name, but I don't know. We like it. It's kind of dark, old money, you know, westernish. I don't know. It's good. And then I watched Aretha. Did you guys watch Aretha?
I did not get to it this weekend.
Well,
but
so I guess I wasn't going to go to the movie to watch it because, you know,
you could stream it.
Yeah, I did. So because you're in Florida. There's no way you're going to go to the movie in Florida, in COVID Central Florida, where people are dropping like flies. How many people died yesterday?
You might die before the movie's over.
Yeah, you'll die while they're coughing on you. But how many people died yesterday in Florida? I mean, like 1,300, over 1,300 last week. It's just crazy. And the hospitals are just overloaded. So I'm not going to go to the movie. So I turned it on. I watched it on the streaming thing. And you see, you pay like so much, some $19 or something, and you get it for 3 days or whatever. But I was just going to watch part of it, and then I was going to watch the rest the next 2 or 3 days. But it was the middle of the night, so I stayed up all night and watched it. It was so good, and it reminded me when she came and performed at the gala. And remember, we thought she was just so difficult, and it was just, we were so stressed out, and we weren't even sure she was going to get here, and then we weren't sure she was going to get on the stage, and then we were a nervous wreck, and then, you know, I got a donor to, see, she drove from Detroit, she didn't drive, she came on a bus from Detroit here, because she won't fly, so that was a very long trip, so every other performer, other than one, we have gotten to donate their time.
Yeah.
We got Pharrell to donate, Barry Gibb to donate, Aretha Franklin, Tony Bennett. I mean, I got them all. You know me, I was working them. You know, that's another thing. I'll talk about her Pharrell in a minute. But anyway, so we got them all. Flo Rida, Pitbull, Natalie Cole, Dionne Warwick, all of them, Patti LaBelle, except for one. Yeah, I mentioned him. So all but one. that I had to pay a minimal amount to, which I'll leave that who it was. Okay. So all the others we got for free. This is before everybody in Miami had a charity and started paying huge numbers to get talent. And then, you know, then, of course, once everyone's willing to pay, you can't do that. So I had negotiated through this girl that we randomly knew this small fee for her, given who she is. And we didn't go through her agency. It was just her. And I shouldn't even be saying all this because she's not here to, well, now she's not here because it doesn't matter. So it had to be in cash. Couldn't go through the agency. It was a small amount. And she was, someone's flying.
God, I just heard that noise in the headphones.
No, someone's flying.
Are they landing on the roof?
That's the COVID doctors coming to pick up the city. So anyway, so I had to drive to pay her. I had to go in the middle of the day before. We were so overwhelmed. I had to drive all the way up to North Miami to the hotel up there to pay her in cash, where she counted the money twice with a witness. And then after that, she became the nicest person I've ever met in my life. I have text messages from her. I have so many text messages from her.
Didn't she put her purse on the...
Yeah,
I'm
going to get to that. So I looked it up the other day because I forgot. So I had all these text messages from her for years. I couldn't believe it. So, she sent me the pictures of this, and she goes, oh, Cartier's my favorite, and, this perfume she gave me from Cartier, and did you attend the opening of something, I'm not sure what, and then she said she was going to go see the Pope in September in Philadelphia, and she said, oh my God, you know, he's my hero, and how's the weather down in Florida, and I'm going to be at this big thing, and why don't you come and go with us, me and Adrian Arch in Washington, D.C., I'm going to be at the Kennedy Center Honors, I'm going to going to her dinner, and I'm staying in the second most expensive home in all of D.C. Wonder what the cuisine will be. Come stay. She was so adorable to me. And then I watched this thing, and they ended it with her singing at the Kennedy Center Honors, playing the piano and singing. And you had mentioned once before that she had my gold handbag there,
yes,
laying on top of the piano.
Yes.
I didn't think much of it. But then when I saw, she had all the presidents standing up and applauding, and Michelle and them screaming, and all the audience screaming, and my handbag right in front of her while she was playing the singing, the piano, playing and everything. I was like, oh, my God, that's my handbag with my label in it. You know, I was just going nuts. I could not believe it. So I had this relationship with her back and forth for, I don't know, well, let me see, up until like 2000s, up through 16, up through, well, that, yeah. So then all of a sudden, I just stopped hearing from her. I texted her two or three times. I thought, you know, I probably did something or said something to upset her, because she is very temperamental.
Yes.
Like, I complimented her necklace, which I knew that it was a freedom medal, freedom of medal, medal of freedom, presidential medal of freedom. I knew that's what it was, but I didn't say that. I just said, oh my God, I love that. It's just so fabulous on you. And she corrected me right away. So she was a little temperamental. So I thought I must have just done or said something, you know, that hit her the wrong way. Cause I, you know, and then I found out, and when she just died, she dropped dead. And then they had that whole pink Cadillac thing down, going down the freeway and everything. Anyway, that movie was just, you have to watch it. And then I realized watching it how hard she had to struggle, twice as hard as a white woman would have to. Mm-hmm. Then she worked along Dr. Martin Luther King, and she was a civil rights icon, and she had this huge history behind her that I knew her history, but not to that depth. And I realized why she was so kind of difficult up until the time she actually was paid and here to perform, because she's been treated so bad her whole life and had to fight for everything so hard her whole life. And then I started thinking, you know, how I just took these talents for granted for the charity. I mean, whoever got Tony Bennett to perform and with with Queen Latifah, the only duet they ever did?
Yep.
I didn't think anything of it. I'm just hustling, getting the gig going, getting everybody there. They come. We had the whole stage set up, and all the tables are around the stage. And if you know anything about galas, the people that pay the bigger money want to sit at the very front row, and it's all pecking order, and you can't keep them all happy. We walked in the ballroom, and he had taken one entire side of the three sides of the stage for his band, like 30 people and all the musicians, and we had to cram those 10 tables in with the other 20 on the other side. We were just having a nervous breakdown. Queen Latifah couldn't have been nicer. She was just like right off her shoulder, whatever, fine, we're good. And he was made me a nervous wreck. He was very like we were on eggs around him. And then I ran into Queen Latifah at the car wash in L.A. And we all had our masks on and everything. And I walked up. I took my mask and said, hey, do you remember me, Leah Black from Miami? She goes, of course I do. It was one of my most fun events ever. And I was like, yay, Queen. Because she was really a good sport. Because if you remember, our crowd, as they started drinking, they started getting louder. And while she's performing, they're standing around talking. It was so embarrassing. It's just embarrassing. But it reminded me of the Aretha show, reminded me when I got Pharrell to perform. And then fast forward 10 years or 5 years later, I saw that documentary they made on Pharrell. What was the name of it? Does anybody remember the name of it? The documentary they made on Pharrell? Anyway, it was a documentary they made on his whole life. I had no idea. I thought he was a little rapper with a baseball cap. And then I saw that, I'm going, oh my God, he was like a big deal. He has produced massive amounts of people and saved the planet with plastic and did the Billionaires Club and all these things that he has done. What was it called? Happy Go Lucky. And had I known that when he was performing, I would have had more of an appreciation for him. But I do know, I was very appreciative he did it. But I couldn't even believe I got him to do it, because I just saw him somewhere and walked up to him and got him to do it. And then when he was singing with his baseball cap and his jeans on the stage, all the women got up on the stage and started dancing with him. And he was very cool about it, like, okay, come on up, let's dance. Then when I saw that documentary, and I didn't know that, and then I sat next to him on an airplane for like a 4 or 5 hour flight, which actually his bodyguard or whoever was next to him, and then I was like in front of him or behind him, but he was stood up and we talked the whole time. And I thought, I didn't even know all this about him all that time. I'm talking about, you know, his baseball cap and the southern food in Florida. And, you know, if I would have known this guy, who he was, I would have been bowing down. But I do notice when he got off the plane, he had a huge Crocodile Birkin bag. And then I was like, he makes some pretty big bucks, that guy.
He makes a lot of bucks.
Are you kidding? I had no idea who he was. Yeah. I just can't believe it. Mm.
I mean, he's bigger now than he was when you had the at that point in his career. Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, because now he's doing like, collaborations with like G-Star Raw Clothing. And then he's got his own hotel over here now on the beach and everything.
Restaurants. I mean, everything. He's a big deal. But I had no idea some of this talent, you know, their history and how big they were. You know, the first big break we got was when Barry Gibb sang in the ballroom.
Yeah.
And after that, it was easier to get people because I could drop his name. I became a name dropper. You know how much I hate those name droppers? I became the biggest name dropper. Hey, isn't your name Pharrell? Pharrell, guess who's played before? Yeah, you want to come and play anyway. Moving on along. So I saw the Vindmans, Lieutenant Colonel Alex Vindman and his wife Rachel and their daughter Eleanor outdoor at lunch by the pool in North Miami. And they were down here for a bar mitzvah or something, and we just went and had lunch with them, and they were so lovely. I took 6 books. He signed them all, and his wife couldn't be more amazing. I told her she needs to write a book. She does have a podcast. I don't know what it's called exactly, but she does have a podcast. And they were the most nice, lovely people in the world. I couldn't believe it. And he's an American hero. Look him up, Lieutenant Colonel Alex Vindman. He's the one that was on the phone conversation when Donald Trump was trying to convince Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, to lie about the Bidens, and Zelensky wouldn't do it. So when he got off the conference call with Zelensky, he had a twin brother that also worked in the Pentagon or the White House or whatever. He went straight into his office, closed the door, and said to his brother, if what I just heard ever gets made public, the president will be impeached. Then he kept his mouth shut until the hearings. But he is just he's just an amazing guy. I mean, he's just like a wealth of information. So that was good.
Her podcast is called All Those Oh, those problematic suburban women.
That's really?
By Rachel. That's what her podcast is called.
Those problematic suburban women. Well, it's true. They watch their kids going to school, knowing that they're having to fight to be able to wear a mask, and then they watch a guy sexually molest 26 women, and then they're like, but you know, I'm a Republican, so it's kind of hard not to be a Republican. I'm like, oh my God, honey, get with it. Meanwhile, RJ's rash is almost gone, but he still has it. So that's every day. We'll get a picture of it.
I mean,
to see
that's
how bad
crazy.
It is.
I cannot believe that. It's been three weeks.
Is it? I don't know.
Today's 3 weeks. 2 weeks. Two weeks.
Yeah, no, is it 2 weeks or three weeks? 2 weeks. Yep. Which is it?
It's 2 weeks. Okay, it happened right after the podcast.
Oh, my God. So that's still going on. And I've got to take him to the doctor to get his blood work and then go get a follow-up. And that's another. You know, it's a full-time job when you're sick. I mean, you know, Julie from the podcast Dumb Gay Politics, who they also interviewed Vindman for their podcast. She had an operation on her knee. Knee replacement.
Julie Goldman.
Do you know it is a full-time job? She goes to rehab almost every day. She has to swim in the pool and do her leg in the pool every damn day. She has to. I mean, it's a full-time job, an injury or a sickness. Mm-hmm. I don't even know how people that are really, really ill deal with it and still run their lives.
Listen, I've had a hangnail that got removed, and it's turned into, I might as well have had surgery. I've been back four times.
I can't deal with anything like that.
2 weeks.
So the Bergmans, I don't know why stuff like that. Okay, the Bergs. You know Allison Berg, Jason, right? That comes to Art Basel every year. So they came in town for 2.5 to 3 days because from LA, because their younger son may want to go to the University of Miami. So Roy took him on the tour, and then RJ took him on the tour of his room and his dorm and everything. And then the next day, the school was taking him on a tour, and then they flew out. But they came by the house, and I could just die. Roy does not have a brain in his head. He walks him in and sits him down in the kitchen. I'm like, what the hell? We got the whole house. You're sitting in the kitchen. In the kitchen, there's three dog cages. There's, you know, I'm just like, really? Oh, my God. You know, the kitchen, Freda sleeping on the floor. I mean, I'm just
Freda
like,
on the floor with the dogs. People would love that because you had talked about it on the podcast. And then we tried to post that video, and it took 3 days for it to
But it did post
like over the weekend. Somehow it finally went through.
People thought it was funny.
People were laughing.
Because it is funny.
They were saying that, you know, they didn't blame her, that the dogs would probably treat her better and that she's closer to the kitchen for lunch.
That's the strangest thing. When you walk in your kitchen, turn on, and you're just like, what's this background noise? It's some radio station in Spanish, and then I just keep turning the TV up to get above it because I can't find where it's coming from, and then I just look down and she pops up her head and that radio's sitting right there with her blaring all. She sleeps with the radio on all night.
Next to the dogs.
No, not next to the dogs. She was on Wolf's
bed. It was on the
she was on Wolf's bed. Sleeping because it was closer to the kitchen stove.
Yeah.
Oh,
she wanted to be closer for lunch.
I don't get it. I still know, but whatever. You know, my English and I mean, my Spanish and her English between us is just like, oh, I don't know. Okay, whatever you say, Freda. Okay, fine. Sleep there. Go ahead. Sleep there. Maybe. I don't know. I used to sleep on the floor when I was in high school because I don't have to get up and make up my bed, you know, but I don't know. Whatever. And then we have a new management team at Casa de Greenway. Mr. Raymond's taking it on, Jason. They burnt me out. They burnt Jason out. They burnt Heidi out. How many people have we been through? Now Raymond's going to be wearing the hat. Oh, my God. That house over there, it's just, I don't know. I think there's a ghost in it. It's always something. I don't even know how to. Jason thinks there's a ghost, too. I mean, and it was Merrick's original house for Coral Gables, so maybe there's something to it. So did anyone do anything Labor Day weekend? By the way, I called it Memorial Weekend on my tweet, and 20 people were like, it's Labor Day, it's not Memorial. I'm like, I was just seeing if you were paying attention. I don't know. What difference does it make? It's a holiday. We celebrate them both. Anyway, did anybody do anything? It was raining the whole time.
No, not really. I mean, I was kind of laid up with my foot, so I have.
Oh, my God, I can't. But, you know, I have to tell you, anybody in Florida that goes anywhere other than outside with people you know are vaccinated, I have to question.
I went
you.
With my real estate agent 2 Sundays ago to that Chica outdoors.
We sat there.
you know, I haven't missed it at all. I don't care if I ever go back out to another restaurant at this point. The people were rude to us. It was overpriced. They ignored us the whole time we sat there. You know, I just, and the place wasn't busy, and they kept setting everyone on top of each other.
But
so
you know
I didn't
what?
Understand
it's just,
it.
Florida has become like
they just don't care.
But you know, it's like, you know, they said Vegas is, you know, 24 hours and New York is a city that doesn't sleep. No. Honestly,
it's us.
Put Miami at the very top. It's 24/7. It doesn't sleep. There's no end to it. There's always a drama going on. They're the last people to follow the rule or the guidelines or to get the mask on or to get the vaccination or to believe in the science or to watch the news. It just, I don't know what has happened. I just live in my own little world, and the most we do is go outside and eat. And if we go and it's crowded, we just keep going. Yeah. We don't stop. And we've only done that twice since we came back from New York. LA, and both times no one was there.
Yeah. I'm not interested in doing it again either. And I was talking to my parents last night. You know, they want me to come home and see them, and I kind of...
In Kentucky?
And I want to see them. I mean, my dad's in his 80s.
Yeah,
I missed his 80s
Kentucky
birthday.
Highly
but, yeah.
infected?
But as bad as here. And I told him yesterday, I was like, you know, I don't want to risk getting on a plane and coming home and then get me catching it and them catching it, giving it to them or something.
But it's, you know, it's really... get the booster shot if you can.
Oh, I am.
Just
as soon
get
as
that
I can.
Damn booster. But because they said on the news the last few days, they've been saying that it exponentially increases your antibodies. Yeah. It's not like a moderate increase. It's like a huge increase, like a quantum leap in antibodies. But, you know, it's like when you think about it, if you're like Brendan, he flew from L.A. to Massachusetts. Okay, both are very low percentages, and they're highly vaccinated, and they're mask-wearing states. I can see that because you're comfortable that you're around like-minded people. But to go from Miami to Texas or Miami to Kentucky, where you know they're going to get on a fight on the plane about wearing the mask.
And I have to connect somewhere.
Oh, my God.
So there's no direct flights in. So
we need
it's
a
just,
plane.
It's really sad.
We need a plane. Well, RJ and I canceled our last trip to Texas, and now we're scheduled again and because he has a long weekend in October, and we may cancel it. And Freda's church was going to Israel. This is their third attempt in October the 20th, and they don't even know if they're going to go. I mean, if everyone had to be vaccinated... I know people think the world would come to an end, but everybody got the smallpox, everybody got, you know, the measles, everybody gets the flu one. I don't know. I can't.
My new favorite thing to say is, did you know it was in that ink in the tattoo you have? When somebody throws that out. Something about the anti-vax, and then they're covered in tattoos.
Yeah.
That's my new thing to go after.
Yeah, you see the guy with tattoos from head to toe, his neck,
you know what
his
was
arms,
in that ink?
And you know, well, even those women that get the Botox, that's botulism is in that Botox.
Same thing, yes.
And then they'll go, and that's the other thing, too. They'll weigh 400 pounds and eat 5 packs of potato chips, smoking 2 cigarettes, and getting drunk on martinis and go, I didn't have that vaccine.
Yeah.
I want that vaccine in my body. I'm drenching the blood of Jesus. By the way, where's that Bible? Get it out and dust it off.
I mean,
I can't anymore. I hate to be like that, but I'm just like, then speaking of, oh my God, did you guys watch any, I don't watch these, but I see the clips and the news, and if your channel flip me, you catch it. Did you see the amount of college baseball games over the weekend?
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
Not just the college games, but they had games, like, for all of the stuff going on. I saw, and the NFL's getting ready to start again, too.
Oh, my God. Okay, so Virginia, Georgia, Florida, and Alabama. The four worst states. I don't know if Florida. Yeah, the four worst states. If you look at it, it is a sea of people packed in like sardines with no mask, yelling, cheering.
Yeah.
You know they're sweating, and they're drinking that beer, and they're just out there like what virus? Now, give it 10 days, and let's see what happens.
Yeah. They've been saying down here that in 10 days we're going to have a big boost because of Labor Day weekend, what went on.
Oh, yeah, Labor Day. They're expecting in 10 days between Labor Day and the football games that it's going to be a 300% increase in numbers across the board. That's a lot. I just can't. I just really can't. And, oh, by the way, that's where the Berg stayed over on the beach. And we ate outside at one of the restaurants and a table way off to ourselves. But you should have seen the scene.
Yeah.
The scene was like, Miami Vice.
Yeah.
Everyone was just partying and drinking and in the pool and like nothing's going on. I mean, you see guys picking up girls he never met before and French kissing them. You're like, what if they got a virus? I don't know. So anyway, my friend in L.A., who has an institute at UCLA and at USC for post-traumatic stress syndrome and for, what is it, where things have to be perfect all the time? OCDC. Yeah. Okay, so her mother is like almost 90. She contacted COVID from the grandchild, who she was vaccinated. She wound up in the hospital, and she was just stable. And then the housekeeper, this Russian housekeeper, told her to buy this clear lung at the counter at the drugstore. Mm-hmm. She went on that clear lung, and within 5 days, they sent her home. It cleared up her lungs. So I'm going to remember that, and we need to remember that because it's across the counter. It's not in Bacterin. Yeah. You don't need to go to the vet to get it. So somebody tweeted. So this doctor, there was an article that this doctor said that there were so many people in line at the hospital that had Invectrum or whatever it is, poisoning from this medicine, that they couldn't even treat the regular patients. So I tweeted back, he should send them all to the vet. Yeah. Well, about 90% of the people agreed with me, but the 10% that didn't were those nasty people that are probably going to be at the next insurrection. I mean, they were just, I can't believe you would say send them to the vet. What are you talking about? They went to the vet and got the medicine. Yeah. So go to the vet.
Yeah.
If you're gonna take the horse medicine, go to the vet.
Worm pills.
I know. It's just too much. What else? Thank God, the other night it was raining like crazy. RJ was at the dorm. Roy's always on his radio reading something. And that Meghan and Harry series came on. Did you watch it?
No, but on Lifetime, that movie that they did?
It was not one. It was three or four.
I saw a commercial and I was shocked.
So good. Okay, it was when they dated, then before and when they got married, and then the exit from the palace, and then the baby and living in California. It was really good.
I was seeing some of the people that they had in the, because I just saw the clip, like the trailer, but the queen looked like the real queen. I mean,
I hope that everyone watched it because it was kind of their side of the story. And I'll tell you, you know, I still think Kate Middleton's Black Widow, but that's my opinion. But the one they made look really bad was William. He's the one that came off looking bad. The queen came off looking very good, and Charles came off looking really good up until the very end. But William came off looking bad. What?
PK Asinta says, I thought it was terrible, and I could only watch it for 10 minutes.
That shows you the difference in my life and yours. You have something else to do. I'm so bored and boring that I thought it was interesting.
My favorite show that's got anything to do with the royal family is that animated series that HBO Max has right now called The Prince. And it's like...
Oh, is it good?
It is hilarious.
And I'll have to watch
it. The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, there's three episodes, and they're all cartoon characters. They got invited to see the queen and the jewels and all this. It's hilarious. A lot of people find it real offensive because it's very biting towards the royal family, but I think it's hilarious.
Listen, if the royal family, with all their millions and billions and trillions and artwork and jewels and crowns, can't take a little smack,
the queen,
I'm not worried about it.
The queen has a filthy mouth on it, and it's just so weird to see like her reaction to things and the things that she does. I really thought it was funny.
Well, I'd like to have some of those brooches and a couple of crowns. So these guys that we know, what did they invent the last time?
Oh, yeah. It's the,
no, the
guys
last
from.
They
had the pillows that had.
The pillows, the pop pillows.
Yeah, life
goes pop.
Where they
make the pillows and you send a picture and they put it on there. Well, they have a new invention now and they sent it to us. It's called TLDT and you can get it online. Mm-hmm. And okay, so look, I put it on my phone. It's to hold your phone. It's so nice because you don't have to put your fingerprints or type, and it's just like great. James, what did they say about it exactly?
So it's not like other rings or things that you use to support the phone, because it shifts all the weight onto the back of the fingers and you support it with your pinky, and it also adjusts so you can move it to the side if you want to hold this phone to the side.
Yeah.
Something like that. And they're available online on their website. It's Get GETTLTD.com.
Yeah, it's good. Great.
Yeah, very
and
nice.
Look, it comes in this. I don't know why they're spending so much money on this packaging. My God, this box costs like $5.
Can you tell we've been pricing out the new boxes and packaging?
Yeah,
Leah's like, oh,
I won't even spend $5 on a box. I just can't right now. It's really expensive
to buy
but
boxes.
But it's great. But
anyway,
branded. It's so nice. Go online and try it out and see what you think.
Yeah, really nice. So, thank you guys for sending that.
Yeah, thanks, guys. So meanwhile, well, I said thank you again for making the time.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm to help the little guy. Oh my God, they're not little guys. Their pop pillows are fabulous. Your success is a reflection of the size of your heart. Aw, that's sweet. Hope you love our latest venture. Well, of course we do. So meanwhile, well, remember the checks that I went to, almost went to jail when they came to my house to save me from suicide?
They called you from suicide?
Well, it turns out that I had checks that didn't have a routing number that the bank was still accepting. Really? You couldn't notice us? Oh, these checks with this routing number are no longer usable, so don't use them anymore. So that after Jason, how many hours? I had at least 10 hours in it. Jason had hours in it. I mean, I can't even believe it. The bank. We're closing down the bank account.
I got a message from Bank of America this week, and they're going to stop printing checks, period. Paper checks for savings accounts and regular checking accounts, and you're going to have to go online and do everything through their ATM cards and digitally.
Well, Jason, I don't know. We have to find another bank now. We can't open up the bank
at
America.
Your corporate accounts and stuff probably will still
be. Yeah, but
I
was going to
open up. But I thought that was
closing
odd.
Down the trust bank. I was going to open up the Bank of America, so RJ has an account there. Yeah, but I have to be able to write out my checks. I'm not going to go
online. My mom, too. What would she do in the grocery store?
I'm not going to go online and write a check. I want to be able to write out my... You're going to stand in line at the grocery store and write
what my mom does.
I'm sorry. No. I don't want to do that. That's ridiculous. So I saw... Oh, and then this comedian, is it Fugman Johnson? He died of an overdose from Coke laced with fentanyl.
Yep, four people at that party.
Four at that party, plus that actor, Michael Williams.
Yes.
They think that's what he died from.
Because they found all that
paraphernalia. So you better not be doing any coke, anybody, because it's laced with fentanyl.
Yes.
I hope they criminalize it and put these people in jail for that.
That's
horrible.
They had a huge one of the biggest busts ever here at Bell Harbor yesterday. Did you see that?
No, what happened?
Oh, my goodness. There was somebody on a speedboat, and they started chasing him, and it went into the waterways, and they deserted the whole speedboat, and they found one of the largest
I did see part of it. I try not to watch local news.
Yeah.
It's just too...
It is too much.
It's just too much. But, yeah, I saw something about that. Yeah, so, you know, I also the other night was flipping channels, and I was watching the El Chapo documentary. Uh-huh. Another one.
And that wife of his, she's in a lot of trouble now.
She is? Yeah, I don't really follow that. What happened?
He married some actress, and then find out she is involved in the whole thing, and they finally caught her in something.
So she's going to go to jail?
They're going to put her in jail, I think, yes. I read about that recently.
God, there's just, I don't know. You know, I thought drugs were so 70s and 80s. It's kind of time to move on, don't you think? Let's move on to something other than, let's move on to Intervectimum. What is it called?
Dewormer.
The dewormer. I mean, oh my God. So now the Texas legislation has come up with this little loophole to get around the Supreme Court ruling of Roe versus Wade, where it's 6 weeks now. If you don't get your abortion before 6 weeks, I'm not advocating for or against abortions. I am simply saying 6 weeks is really 2 weeks. And 2 weeks, you still might not even know you're pregnant. And 2 weeks isn't very long to get the money together, make the plan, get the appointment, and get an abortion if you choose to do that. And it's this whole white Christianity. And did you see when they had the signing?
Yeah.
The signing, it was all white men. I think they had one woman over in the corner. So it's, again, it's this white supremacy. They're going to tell you what you can and cannot do with your body.
If the shoe was on the other foot, then it would be vasectomies. Men should be getting vasectomies and not women having to worry about
can,
it.
That, and you can reverse those.
Exactly.
So go get one.
It's really
ridiculous. It's just out of control.
It's all about, you know, it's my body and my rights when it's a mask. But then when it's, you know, a woman may right to choose.
Yeah, exactly.
Then it's not.
And they want, so you have to have a baby for, you carry it for 9 months and support it for years and years and the rest of its life, but you can't put a paper mask on your face for 15 minutes inside the grocery store. I mean, the hypocrisy is out of control.
Absolutely.
And to me, the worst, part of the worst part of it is that they put bounties on your head. So if I know someone's going to get an abortion, I can call and report them and get $10,000. So in theory, you could rape your niece, hold a gun to her head and make her go get an abortion, and then go and collect the $10,000 when she did. I mean, it's really how, that's a big exaggeration, but that's really how crazy it is. If you take it all the way out, I don't know. Whatever. That's about the car. Reminds me, I've got to check on that car in California. Okay. Okay.
We do our 5 second break
sure.
really quick for our commercial. And we're back.
Perfect timing. So meanwhile, in news, so I read this article. I just have to stop reading so much. It's ridiculous. My screen time, like your screen time last week was down 1 hour. You only did 19 hours and 38 seconds in a day. So this German man who was a soccer player, and 39 years ago, he was in young 30s. And he had a knee surgery, and they gave him anesthesia. This is why I'm so nervous about anesthesia. Well, there was a mistake with the anesthesia. He was in a coma for 39 years.
Oh, my goodness.
So he finally died at, like, 74. So that means his parents all died, his siblings maybe died, and he was in this coma for 39 years. I mean, I know you hear these miracles of people getting in a coma and getting out of it, but, I mean, honestly, if that was someone you knew, would you let him sit in a coma 39 years?
No.
I don't think I would. And you know, but then you're also thinking, well, what if they did come out of it? What if they did get out of the coma? What if they wake up one day and they're out of the coma? So it's a hard decision to make.
Yeah.
You know, but if I was in a coma for 39 years and I thought I could come out of it looking 39 years younger, yeah. I might do it. But I mean, it's very
Can you
strange.
Imagine that? Like,
no.
Wake, that would be like such a jolt because, like, think about all the stuff that's come in 30 years. Like, there were no cell phones back then. There were no...
The whole world.
The internet. The whole world's
like
changed.
A baby. You'd
be
have
like
to
an alien.
Learn to walk. You'd have to learn to talk. Your body's atrophied. I mean, I believe the right to life thing, but I don't know. That's a really hard one. I mean, that anesthetic thing went wrong. That's always made me nervous, anesthesia.
Yeah.
That's why I could have a lot more fabulous surgeries and look fabulous, but I'm so nervous about it, especially now with COVID. So now then, I'm just minding my own business, looking through my feed of news. This girl walks through the entire airport. Did you see this? With flip-flops and a string bikini on.
Oh,
to catch a flight.
And she's the one they removed because she had that on?
I don't think they removed her.
There was someone last week.
She said she posted her picture saying that she had a pool party at 12 o'clock and a Spirit Air, she had to be on Spirit Air by 4 o'clock, so she just had to go straight to the airport. And, yeah.
And she had on a bikini?
A bikini.
Well, that's first class for Spirit.
Yeah.
I mean, I flew them once, and my seat was taped to the floor with duct tape. So.
Oh, my God.
I was never doing that again.
I mean, the world has just changed. I mean, obviously, she didn't go to Texas, because they had to put her in jail for, you know, being sexy.
She'd be too loose.
Oh, my God. Yeah, being one of those trashy girls. So the nationwide increase in the poison control centers because of ivermectin calls are up 163% compared to last year.
And what's that Rogan guy that has one of the top podcasts?
Oh, yeah.
And he went off last week telling everybody that he had been taking it and it cured him along with everything. Yeah. They threw everything at
all this misinformation.
And then he says, I'm an idiot. Nobody should listen to me.
Well, really? How many people like, are in the hospital? Exactly. In the meantime, they're in the hospital lining up getting it.
Yeah,
and,
Joe
you
Rogan.
Know, I just too much. Now, you guys, if you're in California, you got to vote no on that recall. Because unless you want someone to the right of Donald Trump running the state of California, which is our only reprieve right now, I mean, he's anti-mask. He's anti-woman's choice. He's anti-vaccine. He's anti-everything. And he's anti-raising the minimum wage. He's anti-maternity leave. He's anti-anti. You can't get out. If you don't like Gavin Newsom, vote him out in a year. But you cannot put a Republican in there right now. Not one of these right-wing Nazi ones. I mean, if there was a regular one, but there aren't any regular ones anymore. They're all covering up for the insurrection right now. I don't know why they don't have that damn, get those hearings going. They're having a hearing on Afghanistan, and but they're not having a hearing
on the January 6th
insurrection, and they're planning another insurrection now. I wonder how that's going to turn out for September the 11th. Yeah. But I'm wondering, no, it's going to be it's after September, but it's because of they're showing solidarity for the political prisoners that are in jail. For breaking into the Capitol, breaking the windows, beating cops with things to blind them and cut their fingers off. Five people died, and they're going to go and root for these poor political prisoners that broke into the Capitol and wanted to hang the vice president and kill the Speaker of the House. And they're having this pity party for them. What has the world come to? All this has started with Trump. I'm sorry. Yeah. It all started with him. And until the day he's 10 feet under, it's not going to go away because he's going to just keep egging it on,
He's the shark. Jaws just, coming back to the beach.
Just loves
people.
The attention, loves the chaos, yeah. Loves all of it. And by the way, if he runs again, write this down. If he runs again, it's for one reason and one reason only. The fix is in. He thinks he's going to win because they put all these low people in high places, and it's the most money he's ever made in his life is fundraising off of these people. Yeah. It's a grift. They're fundraising, and they're making all this money and none of it. Remember the $75 million that he raised to check on the illegal voting? Not $1 of that went to check on the illegal voting. Meanwhile, in Arizona, they're the slowest counters in the world. They're still counting the vote. In California, the cyber ninjas.
It's going to change every
the
time.
The cyber ninjas. Oh, my God. And meanwhile, climate change is real, and it is now. Oh, my God. 43 people had died as of Thursday last week in the Northeast. So 35 billion gallons of water. That's a lot.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Houses in Philadelphia filled up with water. 150-mile-an-hour winds.
What about the houses in
New
York?
Eight tornadoes.
Where the, like, basements flooded and
flooded.
Fell in.
People dying in the basements. They couldn't get out because they were in their basements, and it came within 30 seconds. Yeah, they said it just like, oh, you're sleeping, and all of a sudden you've got 4 inches left to breathe. And then 835 people, passengers, were rescued from the subway. There were eight tornadoes, and that doesn't even count Lake Tahoe on fire, Louisiana, where thank God the levees held, and people dying there. Another fire in Northern California, and the tornadoes. Mm-hmm. And I will never understand how we are now not spending $350 million a day in Afghanistan. We're not spending that anymore. But we can't invest $3.5 trillion into infrastructure. Because the only reason New Orleans isn't completely underwater and everyone's not dead right now is because the levees held and they invested a ton of money in the levees. If they don't invest in the infrastructure to accommodate the warming of the climate, and if they don't invest in climate change, it's going to be... I don't understand Joe Manchin. He's like, well, we have to really think this, like, take a step back. Well, we took a step back, and look what happened. It's gotten worse and worse and worse. And what's better, to pay to prevent the problem or to pay to go clean up the problem and pick up the dead bodies?
He's a coal mining state. That's why
so
he
what?
Plays both sides of the fence.
I like to tell
it's
you,
really
75%
bad.
Of his people agree
yeah,
with
agree
the
with
infrastructure.
You. I agree.
So if somebody's somebody's making some big donations to him because it's not his constituency, because his constituency agree with the infrastructure.
I did see this week at my house, they were in the alley running new lines. And when I saw, looked at the cars that, that were the inspectors that were coming by, it was U.S. infrastructure was on the side of the...
Well, that's the other thing. So, they have to put all that wires underground. That's one thing. They have to build up levees, and they have to build up where the water level can be. They have to cool the climate down so that when we do have a hurricane or a storm, it's not as severe. There's a million things that they could do, and they... And it's possible to do. But it all costs money. Yeah. And it, you either pay now or you pay later. You know, it's like anything else. There is no shortcut.
The old saying about an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of...
A pound of cure. Because, like, if you don't maintain your car, if you don't put oil in it and you don't put water in it and you don't keep the tires done, it's just going to stop one day and you're going to burn out your motor and you're going to need a new car. You have to maintain things and you have to plan ahead. I don't understand their thinking. I mean, 75% of the people in the state of Kentucky are for the infrastructure and the reconciliation and the voter rights. Mm-hmm. He's a stubborn old guy that's drunk on power and is just going to stick to never admit he's wrong. And obviously his donations must be coming from some people that is contradictive to what's better for the planet.
Yep.
It's really, it's just unbelievable. I just can't.
Well, we have a few comments from some people.
They're all
saying hello, Leah. That you look. BB says you look fabulous today.
Oh my God, we got rained on today.
T. Hamilton says loves you, Leah. And the Brooke Love 1110 says, what do you think of the Erica Girardi case now? So I know you had made comments on it prior. Maybe you want to save that for your housewife's segment. But
no, I don't even have a. We're in random here, but okay. So what I think is that I think she was blindsided. I think when it started unraveling, she might have had a hint of what was going on and maybe turned a little bit of a blind ear or a blind eye, but she was overwhelmed and just knocked down on her back, flat on her back.
She was in shock.
And in shock and didn't know who to turn to and what to do. But I said it before, the city of Los Angeles treated him like a king. They gave him awards after awards after awards. His law partners, 20, 30 law partners, never raised their hand and said there's something here going on. The bar never raised their hand and said there's something here going on. Of all of those people, there were a very small amount that sued them for any money at all, and they sued them for small amounts of money. And he was... I mean, he was a hero. He donated to... Everyone thought he was, like, the real deal. So why would a woman who, you know, if he was a phony, a fraud, or a cheat, or a liar, the last person he would want to know that would be his wife, because he would want to show off for her and buy her pretty things and be the big king of the house. And so he would do everything he could, I'm sure, to hide it from her. I would imagine... being married to a lawyer, if they put something in front of you and it's 25 pages, you're like, do I need to go hire an outside firm to read this or should I just sign it? Chances are you just trust them and sign it because you figure, well, they're a lawyer. They've got a law firm. They're not going to do anything to jeopardize their, you know, livelihood or their career or go to jail. So, you just assume. So I just think she didn't have a background in law. She didn't have a background in finance. And, you know, she had a good life, and she thought she had married this Prince Charming that wanted her to have and was taking care of her. Then she gets blindsided. Then she starts to hear about what's going on. But at that point, she's boxed in.
Yeah.
What is she going to do? Who can she talk to? Who can she confide in? So she goes and hires lawyers. And now she probably can't really tell her side of the story because the lawyers have said, just don't say anything till we get this behind us. And so she's in that situation. So I'm not going to pile on with her right now.
Yeah. And listen, one of his former executive assistants gave a deposition this week and told the attorneys that he had the books locked up and he was the only one that had access to the financials for her business and what was going on in the firm.
That doesn't surprise me at
all. So, you know, there's another piece of evidence that shows you're right.
But if Roy came to me and said, you know, we had a really big year, I'm going to give you $1 million to put in your bank account and help grow your business, I'm like, oh, salt? Really, should I take it or not? Should I go look and see where it came from? Oh, no, you're going to take that money because you want to build your business. Right. And in her case, it was her career and her brand. Right. And, you know, yeah, she spent a lot of money. But if you go and look at what these big stars spend, they spend that kind of money.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. To have that, to be on that level, people don't realize the investments that go in it. And, you know, I think you have to look at it from that way. Also, you have to look at, like, she was working, too, like, the Shoe Dazzle, she's had like several collections with them that sold out. She was in Chicago. She was also had recording links.
She went on the Kim shows.
She's on that Kardashian app that you have to pay to play.
Went out and did her shows. Yeah. And those are not easy to do, traveling around and getting up on the stage and singing and dancing at 50 years old, kicking your leg up in the air. Yeah. So, having to look pretty every day, having to work out at the gym every day. I know. Tell me, cry a river. Mm-hmm. But these girls work.
Yes,
I mean,
they
it's
do work.
Not
so
like
it's
working
not like...
at Denny's, and they are privileged. There's no doubt about it. But it costs money to brand yourself that way and make money.
Right.
You know, and so I just am not going to pile on.
Everyone needs to, like, let the law
play
out and see what happens.
I don't know.
Somebody else is asking you, too, what you thought about the lawyer in South Carolina who was shot this weekend, weeks after his wife and son were also murdered. It has now come to light that he had stolen money from the law firm. So did you see that story?
I saw that story. And, you know, when the wife and son were killed, people kind of concluded, well, it was just a random thing. But then when he was killed, then you're thinking, because he resigned the day before he was killed. So now you're thinking, what is he hiding and who are his enemies? Can you imagine the guilt that man? Yeah, he didn't he die or not? I thought he died. I don't know if he died or not.
He was shot.
I don't think he died. I don't think he did die. Yeah, I don't think he died.
Yeah, I don't think he died, but he was shot.
Can you imagine the guilt? But he shot on the side of the road.
Right.
Hit his ear.
He did not die, they said.
Hit his ear. Yeah, he got hit in the ear. So.
And he said he was going to go to rehab when he got.
That's
and
right.
All that. I saw that.
So now you're thinking, what enemies did this man make?
And they had a lot.
And those enemies went and killed his wife and son.
They're very well known and very established in that state.
Now, the son was a problematic son, too. Why would the father want his son and his wife killed? He's saying maybe there's a life.
I don't know. I just don't think that the father's. Obviously, he's pissed off somebody or he's involved directly.
I don't think he would have him killed. Now, he may. I just can't. Maybe the wife if he had a big insurance policy, but definitely not the son. I can't wrap my head around that. I hope it all comes out.
It's really.
God, you know, there's a lot of shady people. Well, come to Florida where shady people hang out.
Sunny place for shady people.
Yeah. And meanwhile, what about that Marine that in Florida went up and shot and killed that infant, the dog, and the parents? Got his whole gear on, his body gear on, his bulletproof thing on, and went in. He was an ex-sharp shooter in the Marines and just shot these four people randomly because God told him to. Well,
like the guy on the mushrooms down here.
That went and danced on the guy a few weeks ago. This is why you can't take drugs. Yeah. You never know how you're going to react to them, you know?
The comments following up on the previous story about the lawyer, they're saying that he did have it's found out now that he did have a drug problem, and they are thinking that he may have had his wife and kids killed for the life insurance policy.
I can't. Maybe the wife. Jason's saying that. But maybe the wife. I cannot imagine somebody having their son killed for a life insurance policy. I can't even imagine the guilt that someone's carrying for a month knowing that because they've done these shady things that their wife and children are at risk. Oh, my God. Oh, meanwhile... I was going to tell you in political news, Judge Sotomayor wrote the dissenting opinion on the Texas abortion case that they didn't hear. And she said that Texas has departicized the state's citizens. I can't remember what she said. Anyway, as bounty hunters. So they have deputized the state citizens as bounty hunters, offering them... cushy prizes for prosecuting their neighbors.
Yeah, $10,000.
Yeah, and that it's a very dangerous thing to do, because this sounds like we're in Russia or somewhere. I mean, this whole, we want to be free. We want to be free, but we don't mind having an authoritarian government.
I saw a comic strip yesterday, and it was two women standing on the street in Birkins, and one of them said, "Hi, are you from Afghanistan?" And she says, "No, Texas."
Yeah, people from Afghanistan are not going to want to flee to Texas. In fact, Texans may want to flee to Afghanistan. There were 5 million new jobs have created since January 20th. Thank you, Joe Biden. Unemployment is down 57%. Thank you, Joe Biden. Poverty is down 50%. Thank you, Joe Biden. Childhood poverty is down. Unemployment rates are down 8.5% compared to last year at 5.2%. And so there you go. I mean, I don't care what people say. I mean, maybe there were some things in Afghanistan that could have been done differently, but I don't think anyone in this entire planet, they can go back and say they whatever they want. No one thought the Taliban with 300,000 trained soldiers was going to collapse in 11 days. Trump handed the Taliban over to, I mean, the Afghan government over to the Taliban on a silver platter. And they had months to plan their strategic takeover. Mm-hmm. The Afghans probably felt like the Taliban's brutal. They're going to kill us all. We can't fight them. And some of them took payoffs. And it was the Taliban's government. Trump handed it to them. He signed an agreement with them. Wanted to invite them to tea at Camp David. He considered them a legitimate government. And they took over. Didn't even invite the Afghanistan government to the meetings. And then the Afghanistan government president flees with $160 million. So how would Biden anticipate that in 11 days that they would all just lay down their arms and hand it over to the Taliban? I just don't see how you can blame him for that. And I think once it happened, he had to adjust, and they got 100,000 plus people out, and they're still trying to get people out. So stop criticizing him for closing down a war that nobody else had the guts to close down, that was costing us $350 million a day. Then now that money can come into our own pockets here for people that need it. I mean, we've got a lot of problems here to solve. Yep. Meanwhile, I don't agree with this. This prison was giving no consent ivermectin to inmates 2 weeks ago in Washington County, according to CBS News. And they didn't know they were taking ivermectin. So, I mean, the prison system is so screwed up because it's a profit center for a lot of people. Yeah. That's one of the things that should not be privatized. There should be no incentive to put people in prison. It should be simply based on the facts and the law. And a lot of people in government own percentages and get profits from these prisons. A flight attendant's tooth that got her teeth knocked out on Southwest Air, remember that? Well, the passenger that knocked her teeth out is facing two felonies. He should be facing more than two felonies. Sure. If you're on an airplane, I'm a nervous flyer already, and you're fighting with some woman and knocking her teeth out? I mean, oh my God. I wouldn't be able to handle it. Greta Thunberg put out a chart. Reasons why women have abortions, 60% are their personal choice. 10% is not your concern. 8% mind your own business, and 22% F off. And then in gun deaths, toddler in Florida found his father's gun, fatally shot his mother while she was on a Zoom with her colleagues. A 4-year-old in Wisconsin found his dad's gun, shot his 2-year-old sibling, and that kid died. I mean, why aren't we working on that? I don't know. And then, oh my God! Okay, so a woman goes to Burger King. They give her the wrong drink. She pulls a gun, points a gun on the woman that gave her the drink, and said, "I'm going to blow your head off," for giving her the wrong drink. Yep. And you want to know why we need to have some kind of gun restrictions and make people qualify to have a gun and make sure they're not mentally ill and they're trained properly? Well, here's three incidences this week that I can think of. Now, Jason will like this. Remember that Banksy painting that went for $1.4 million in the auction that they shredded? You know how much it's, you know how much they think it's going to go for now at the next auction? Yep, over 5 million. I'd like to have it. well,
I was going to tell everyone, we are running our special on leahblack.com where you can use the podcast code and you'll get 30% off of individual CBD and Sudden Youth products for a limited time. So make sure you take advantage of that. And
yeah, we're slowing down on those specials. We gave everybody a bunch of freebies for a while. We have to go back to regular business now if we want to pay the bills around here. Meanwhile, in Florida, just so you know, 6%, Florida has 6% of the population and 25% of the daily COVID deaths. So there you go. There's a doctor in Florida, Dr. Lisa Maracci, said she will no longer continue in person to see unvaccinated patients in person beginning September 15th because it's not fair to her to subject her staff to unnecessary risk. So, honey, I am with you. Good for you. Okay, guys, that's it. I guess we'll see you next week. Same time, same place. Bye.
Bye-bye. We'll see you next week.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.